So yeah, guys, so welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Orris podcast. I'm your host, and I'm still the coolest boy in the world, Edmond Orris. So you guys are welcome to the number one football podcast in Nigeria. This is the podcast where you're going to get all the current updates of what's happening in the world of football. To do this episode with me, I got two very, very big football lovers. I got Abdul and I got Suki. These are guys that have been on the podcast before, and if you are listening for the first time, why are you just joining the party? But better late than never, please. When you are done with this episode, because it's very good, please try and find time to listen to the other episodes. So I got Suki and Abdul to join me, and Sufati is back. Small boy, big god, is back out after a 10-month injury and 4 surgeries. He's finally back and he scored, so that's a good thing for Barcelona fan, basically for the world of football, because we need exciting people that are going to excite us. So I'm happy for him. Bruno missed the penalty. Chelsea finally lost under Tuchel in the Premier League. And then there's a lot of things happening in the football. Champions League is coming up this week. So I got these guys to do the review with me, and it's very good. So please, guys, buckle up and listen and enjoy the content. And please don't forget to share the content. If you are listening to the podcast, please share it. Send it to your football group, send it to your sports group, send it to your secondary school groups. Post it on Twitter and tag me. I want to see what you think about my podcast and what I am doing here. It will help me. And going forward, yeah, and you guys should follow me on social media at Edmond Orris, please, so you can get more updates on the podcast. But I want to create an emailing list where I can send updates and I can send mails reminding you guys I've dropped an episode, because a lot of people say they forget, you understand? So I want to be dropping them. So when you see the links on my social media page, please sign up your emails and I will send you a mail after I've produced an episode. But no more talk. Let me allow you guys to enjoy it. I'll see you at the end. Okay, guys, so welcome to another episode of the Vibe with Edmond Orris podcast. I'm your host and I'm still the coolest boy in the world. So guys, a lot of things have been happening in the world of football. I don't know why there are people in 2021, they are not watching football. It's just very sad because it's premium entertainment. You won't get the type of content football gives you any other place. But to do a quick recap of this week, I got two of my guys. Suki was on the very first episode I published back in May, so after the Champions League final. So Suki, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Very happy.
My own Man City fan. Okay, and I have Abdul, bag of nuts, if you know him on Twitter. I call him Neymar on the podcast, but I think I'll call him Abdul this time. Abdul, how you doing? He was there after that finally Messi episode. So Abdul, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm very happy, especially after our game against Levante. So
okay, since you've mentioned the game, so let's just start with that game, guy. 3-0 against Levante, because we've struggled a lot this season. We've had a lot of difficult times. Messi left, the club is broke, our president issue, the coach issue. You know, we're not able to sign players, no funds and all that. But how do you feel about the performance today?
I watched just the first half. Okay. And I was able to see a recap of the second. And okay, from the first half, we were actually very good. It felt like a 4-4-2 diamond, because we know Coutinho always likes to cut in from the left, and Depe also wants to cut in from the left. So it felt like a 4-4-2 diamond with Coutinho playing as a 10. And it was very good. We scored early, and I think that really helped us to get going.
Okay, it was a good performance. Koeman was suspended. What was his name? The formation. He said, because really, guy, I'm happy that he wasn't on the bench, because it looked like without him, we're playing better. Even the assistant coach was more active on the touchline. You get, he was backing instructions to the players and all that. But yeah, let's talk about the highlights of the game now. Ansu Fati out, injured 10 months.
Ansu Fati.
Small boy, big god, out, injured 10 months ago. I think they said he has done 4 surgeries in that 10 months. So to now come back and score, okay, 3 surgeries. So to come back and score, how do you feel about Ansu Fati, guy?
Guy, it was crazy. It was crazy, man. I love him. He's like one of the most promising. In fact, he's the most promising talent in the Barcelona setup right now. And after everything he has gone through in like the last 1 year, it was for him to come back and play just for 10 minutes and grab a goal, man, it was something special. That's going to help up his confidence, especially after getting the number 10, Messi's jersey.
Exactly, and
that's
and
going to help that, his confidence.
He didn't look like he was out. He just because I saw the game immediately. He came back. His first touch on the pitch, you could see that this guy has something. But I want to ask Suki now. Suki, how do you feel about Fati? Some Barca fans, or I saw a tweet on Twitter by Ezekiel. I don't know. You guys know Ezekiel on Twitter now. So he said that we are putting too much pressure on Baten JC. He's just coming from injury and all that and all that. How do you feel about Fati, Suki, and what do you think about the pressure thing?
I really don't have any opinion about Fati. I think he's good. And he's a good finisher. He's just one of those people that are not to score. So that's I didn't watch much today too.
Do you think he's overrated? Okay, you've not watched him enough to give an opinion on that.
No, I have, but I don't think so. He's young, so he's still there. I don't think he's overrated. He's just one of those good talents that you like to have in your team.
Okay. Okay, I want us to leave Spain and let's come to your Man City. But before we leave Spain, guy, Atletico lost. Griezmann, Abdul, I want to talk about Griezmann because Barca fans, Barca, he was in Barca. We loaned him out to Atletico, but he still has no shot on target. And what's happening with him?
Well, that guy is done. that guy is done. And then Simeone's football. And people expected him to go back to Atletico. He's going to thrive just like he was thriving in the past. But it's not just working out for him, man. The guy, I don't know. Some part of me wishes he would pick up because everybody loves Griezmann, guy. He's a very lovable person. Everybody
he's actually a very lovable person.
Yeah. Shit happens, I guess. But I was glad to get him out of my team, by the way.
It's good. Let's go. They lost, and then Real Madrid drew with Villarreal. So let's come to England now. Let's come to Man City, guy. Talk about your game against Chelsea. How? Because you guys have lost a lot, Suki. You guys lost the beat in the league, the beat in the FA Cup, the beat in the Champions League. So how did that victory feel against Chelsea finally? As a Man City fan.
Oh my god. That match was beautiful. Oh my god. Oh my god. Perfect performance. Oh my god. It was so nice. It felt so good. I could not stop ranting on it. It felt so good. See, before the match I knew I was confident we were going to lose, but winning. Because that is called Chelsea now. And then we have been struggling to score lately. Okay, we scored 5-0, but then my guy, oh my god, that match was so good.
What was your favorite aspect of the game? What did Pep do this time?
The fact that he did not hold back. Every Foden, Grealish, KDB, the lineup was perfect. Before the game, I was I need KDB, Grealish, and Foden on the pitch at the same time. And I got that. And I'm I need Bernardo on the field too, because Bernardo is to cancel that midfield of Kante, Kovacic, and Jorginho. You need someone that can match their work rate. So you need someone like Bernardo. He did it perfectly. Oh, that match was good. So good. And then the goal came. Oh God, I was so happy.
Did it a payback to that Champions League final you guys lost?
See, it's not going to be up to that, but it is. It felt really good. Really, 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 really good. I'm saying for the title race too, because now that we've taken full 3 points from them, everybody's going to take City seriously now.
Yeah, Abdul. So I want to ask you next question, because Suki has talked about from the Man City point of view. I want you to talk about the Chelsea point of view. What do you think went wrong? And because a lot of Chelsea fans on Twitter, I'm sure you've been seeing, they've been complaining about how Chelsea or how Tuchel was too defensive and how Lukaku is not press resistant. It felt like they just came to defend the whole game. So what do you have to say about Chelsea? And where do you see them? How do you see them doing this season?
It's very simple. A terrorist can only survive for so long.
What do they call? They call that. How do they pronounce that word? Is it to chair ban? What do they call that word?
To chair ban.
To chair.
He has been terrorizing the entire league. He has been terrorizing Europe in general.
The whole of Europe. So it felt, yes.
Guy, it felt really nice. The victory felt really nice. And
very, very nice.
The icing on the cake was the confidence Chelsea fans have had in Tuchel since he came to the club. At least now they are shaking a bit. So it was really nice. The victory was it was satisfying. I think
do you think that teams will find them out soon, or if you just think this is a one-off loss because they have Juventus to play midweek in Champions League?
Well, if you look at how the game went, City basically dominated the game from the first minute till the 70th minute or 75th minute thereabouts before the game became balanced, and they were only able to score one goal. So you know that this guy is worse than Osama bin Laden.
Wait. Suki, do you like Chelsea's style of football? Tuchel's style of football.
It works. I'm not going to lie, it works. But then, if you watch their games, like against Villa, it was Mendy at the other side and Lukaku finishing two very good goals. Against, I don't know what the Zenit game, but when you check the stats, you see that, okay, someone was telling me at the end, the Zenit game, they were not all that throughout the game. So I feel like they're still going to be able to score, but if you can hold
their that's the thing. They're going to be
hard. Pick your point.
No, Abdul, you want to say something?
That's where I was going. They're still going to be very difficult to penetrate. To break down. So that's the problem. Yes, scoring them is the issue, and I think they can just achieve
one. Exactly,
one counter, and then they've scored you, and the match ends 1-0.
Anyway, let's move on from Chelsea. I'm happy they lost because they've been winning for too long. Come on, I'm not a big Chelsea fan. I don't hide I'm not a big Chelsea fan. They've been winning, good for them, but I'm happy that at least let's see how they are going to come back from this. Let's see how to chill. They played Juventus. Juventus are not what they used to be, but it's still, I think,
Morata and Dybala are injured. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting watch. But let's move on to Suki. Let's go to your former team. They lost.
Oh, God. Yes, they were so good. Oh, my God.
Let's go to Man U. Man U lost. They lost in the Champions League to Young Boys. They lost Pep Guardiola Cup to West Ham. And they lost now to Aston Villa with Bruno missing a 98th, I mean 93rd. Suki, what do you have to say about that?
Out of the three games, just the Young Boys game I watched, but then I watched the out of the Aston Villa game, and in his mind, these people don't play good football. It's just even the match against the first match against West Ham, they did not. It was. That guy's missed penalty at the end. The match before that, I think the match against Villa, it was, or maybe Wolves, yes, it was Wolves. It was the guest masterclass. These people are not good. They don't play good. They just find a way. They are not good. And it's starting to show. People know, okay, these people are not, they're not all that. Mine is theirs. And I was very happy with it yesterday.
Is it too early to say that Ronaldo has not improved them?
What are you supposed to do? Is what he's supposed to do.
let me hear what Abdul, did you see the game against Aston Villa?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I
so did. what are your thoughts on the game and Bruno? Okay, let me ask you about the game. I want to ask you about the game and then their performance in general, because it looks like they are struggling. You get that 3 losses in 3 different competitions, and when you are Man United with the squad they had, Varane, Sancho, Ronaldo, it shouldn't be happening. You get so what do you have to say about Man U in general?
First off, they cut my ticket against Aston Villa, so God will punish them.
Okay, yes, you play them to win.
I didn't even play them to win, no double chance to win score. Or draw. Win or draw. And Bruno decided to turn the penalty to Mars. I don't understand.
Bruno Mars.
So yeah, against Villa, They were terrible. Against Villa, they were terrible. Villa had like three clear-cut chances to score them before they got the header in the closing minutes. So they were very poor, especially defensively. They were very poor in attack. They were very poor all round. They were terrible in that game. They were terrible. And they deserved to lose, actually.
What do you have to say about the penalty incident? Because on space, on one of the spaces I hosted previously in the week, or in previous times, we know we talked about who takes the penalty if they get one. And then he finally got a penalty and Bruno took it. We saw the whole incident with Martinez telling Ronaldo to come and take it and the whole mind games and all that. So what do you have to say about that incident, really? Sincerely.
For starters, I think Ole was... I'm not too sure about this, but I read somewhere that when Ole was asked about who will take the penalties, he responded that he would decide when the situation comes up. Yeah. So that makes no sense. That makes no sense because you have two, always going to cause conflicts in the team. You have two very good penalty takers in your team. You have Bruno and you have Ronaldo, two very good penalty takers in the team. You have to sit both of them down and lay it out that, okay, this is the official penalty taker for this club. If a situation arises where I have to change it in game, I will tell you, okay, give this person the ball. That's how it should be. Lukaku and Jorginho are two very good penalty takers for Chelsea. And I think Tuchel would have, laid it down that, okay, this is the person that takes my penalties. So for starters, Ole should have done that from the onset. Now, in the game, you get a 90th minute penalty. I'm not a big fan of Ronaldo, but I don't think there's anybody on the planet that's more clutch than Ronaldo.
He's literally the greatest penalty taker of all time.
So that was just a Ronaldo moment. That penalty was 100% supposed to go to Ronaldo. And then, Bruno decided to take it, fine and good. Now, instead of doing his normal jump, hop, skip, he decides to play it like every other regular person. And then he goes on to sky it. I think the problem there was from the pressure he faced with Ronaldo. And I'm actually speaking frankly here. I think he faced pressure from the presence of Ronaldo in the team. Because on a normal day, if United get a penalty, Bruno is going to take it. If Bruno misses the penalty...
They are taking more clutch one. I think their fourth place decider, I think two seasons ago against Leicester, he took the penalty. So he's not a bad penalty taker.
He's not a bad penalty taker. And what I was saying was... what was I saying?
You're talking about him feeling pressure from Ronaldo in the team.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. He was feeling pressure. There was pressure from Ronaldo. Ronaldo's presence in the squad. Pressure in the sense that, if on a normal day, United get a penalty, Bruno misses. If the next one comes, Bruno will still take it. You understand?
Yes.
And then his style of penalty is one that is very efficient, but can also look very stupid if it is saved. Just like the Panenka. It looks stupid when you don't score. But when you score, everybody is wowed.
It's beautiful.
So in a situation like that, if he plays the penalty like that and he misses, he's going to be on the front page of newspapers because they will question your style of penalty. Like, it makes no sense. That's how the media will put it, for you to be jumping and skipping. Like Jorginho's miss in the Euros. If Italy had crashed out because of that miss, Jorginho would have been ridiculed. So that's how it is. So I think he faced pressure from Ronaldo in the squad, knowing that, if I miss, the next one is definitely going to go to Ronaldo. So let me just make sure I convert it. And then he ended up skying it.
Let me ask Suki. Suki?
Yes.
Were you surprised that Ronaldo did not take the penalty? Were you surprised that he did not insist on taking the penalty? Because everybody's saying it. The whole world can say that literally was his moment. Because that's what he does. Last minute. Many times for Juve, for Real Madrid, you get for Portugal.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, anybody would have taken it, and the miss obviously had to do with pressure, but I just feel if Bruno had scored, it would have been good, but now that he missed, it is a bad decision. So just one of those things.
But moving on from them, I'm happy they missed. Good. It's just bad that Bruno is in my FPL and it's costing me points. But I can sign it. Loss any day I'll sign up. But I want to go for, because after the penalty incident, there's this new trend where a lot of footballers, starting with Marcus Rashford and now copying, is following his footsteps, where they come on social media to come and shalaye and apologize with many.
I borrowed it too.
So just, you guys saw Bruno Fernandes on. What do you think about that?
I did not read it. I don't think. I just. It's not necessary. There's no point of apologizing. It's football.
You get what I'm saying. You miss. It's just the sixth league game of the season. If you want to apologize, apologize in the next game.
Fred does not come and apologize after dropping bad performance. It's football.
Let me hear what Abdul thinks. Abdul, what do you think about this whole new trend of coming to apologize on social media after a bad performance or a penalty miss, for instance?
I don't like it. I don't think it's necessary, but I also don't have a problem with it because it feels. If I miss a penalty and it costs my team, I'll feel bad. So maybe them coming on Twitter to apologize is just a way of, how do I put it? It's just a way of connecting with the fans. So I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's necessary. But if a player decides, okay, I missed a penalty and I cost my team, so I'm going to have to come out to the fans and apologize, fine and good. I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Before we move on from Man United, I just want to say that I think it's what everybody has been saying since. I do not think that Ole is good enough to manage that squad. I think that squad is good enough to compete for the big titles. They are good enough to compete for the league. Forget this no DM that all their fans are saying. I don't think that's enough excuse, but I still don't think, if you're listening and you're a Man United fan, you will know that it's the truth. Ole does not have the balls control those set of players, because they won in the penalty incident. It felt like Bruno took the penalty, Ronaldo was going to meet him, and then Pogba was like, "You should leave him." If you want to check it, you can go back and watch the clip. So apart from that, safe. I think that to manage that type of squad with a lot of superstars and Neymar, so come to PSG closely, but I feel like you need that personality, and Ole doesn't have that personality, and you can't have that personality if you are not winning. And good luck to Man United. It's not looking so good for Ole too, but we've seen it many times where he will just manage to win enough games to not get sacked, but still not win enough games to win the titles. They have Villarreal, Everton, Leicester, Atlanta, Liverpool, Tottenham, Atlanta again, and Man City in their next, I think, 8 games. So good luck to all my fans.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I want us to talk about, okay, no, when we come to PSG, because there's an issue with Mbappe and Neymar that I want to ask you guys about. But before we leave England, Liverpool Brentford, did you guys see that game?
Yes, I did.
How was that game? Now talk about that game.
That game was good. The game was very, very good. I was impressed with Anderson and Curtis Jones. I don't know. Just kept crying like outside shot and everything. And the game was actually nice. And Brentford, the attitude, the way they played, they were not afraid. They defended well, they attacked very well. Very, very good team.
Oh, a lot of people are calling them the new Leeds City.
The new, I don't know. They are good enough anyway. Their defense is balanced, and they did something when they have a good kick, they just kick it inside, and they're like two big strikers in front with Tony and the other bearded guy, and then both of them are like receiving the ball in the middle of the park. That's actually, they are good. They are very good.
Okay, I want to ask Abdul this question now. 100 goals for, I think it's Salah. I don't know if it's 100 goals in the league or 100 goals for Liverpool, but there's a 100
goals for Liverpool.
Abdul, what do you think about Salah? Do you think he's properly rated, is underrated, or is overrated?
I think he's underrated. Most people would look at play. Most people look at play and look at aesthetics. But then, at the end of the day, productivity is the most important thing. And Salah's productivity is crazy.
He's up there with his very best.
Yeah,
he's been so real for Liverpool.
Almost guaranteed that a Salah goal every match. It's like an 80% guarantee. Every game that Salah will score. That's how
goal or assist. If he's not scoring, he's assisting.
is assisting. So that's how good he has been. So I think he might be a little underrated, just a little. That's just what I feel.
Me, I didn't used to rate him before he came to Liverpool, let me be honest. But since he came, his first season was, he broke the Premier League goal record, that one of Henry and Suarez. He broke it in both. Everybody thought it was one season wonder. But he has always been in the conversation, always consistent. So big ups to him. I'm happy. Liverpool will miss him when he goes for AFCON. But we'll wait till then. Before we leave England, though, guys, the North London derby, Arsenal versus Spurs. What's happening with Arsenal?
I think this is the second Arsenal game I would see when I watched the game against Burnley, first half anyway. And then Arsenal have improved. They are starting to, their backline is getting steady. He's figuring it out finally. He knows the backline now. There's no Cedric or Chambers anymore. It's Tierney, Tomiyasu, White, and so he knows his backline. And then midfield, I don't know why. The midfield was good. And that first half, I was like, is this Arsenal? Because they did everything to perfection. The counters were just too good. I'm like, Arsenal playing football like this. What is going on? What is going on? And oh, God. Oh, that game was very, very nice today.
Well, I'm a Arsenal fan. I know them well, too well, to get carried away by their recent purple patch, according to my friend Babam. Abdul will call it purple patch. But I want us to leave Arsenal. Let's go to Harry Kane. Harry Kane, what's happening with Harry Kane, Babam, not?
Well, Harry Kane is not going to do anything in that system. I feel really bad for him. Because he has
I actually feel horrible for him because I feel like he deserves better.
Yeah, he deserves so much better. He's one of the greatest strikers of his generation, so he deserves so much better. And to just be wasting his prime years in Tottenham, it's very sad. And a lot of people were including him in the Golden Boots conversation this season, and I just told them that this season is, forget what he did last season. That was last season. This season, it's not going to happen. And I just feel really bad for him because the system is a lot worse. Tottenham is barely creating chances. They are barely creating chances. And it is very, very sad. And then you have Kane that keeps drifting out of the box, drifting to the left side. So it's a big mess. It's just very sad for him.
He's feeding off scraps at this point because no real clear-cut scoring chances being created.
You're not creating anything. It's sad.
I feel like he should have. I feel like he wanted to leave Spurs. Suki, I know he wanted to come to Man City, and I know you guys wanted him because he would have been very good at Man City. But I felt like he didn't push it well enough. Even though we know it's difficult to negotiate with their president, and that he has signed a 6-year contract, I think just 2 years ago. So it's difficult. The chances and the odds were not in his favor. But I felt like as the England captain, if he had come out publicly to request for a transfer and say it that, Omo, I don't want this club again, I want to leave. I felt like Tottenham would have had no choice, especially guy, man, 150 million for this guy, and they turned him down. You get so he should have pushed more to leave, but it's unfortunate and he will have to carry his cross. But enough of Tottenham, let's go to Messi's club now, PSG, because well, I'm a Messi lover, Neymar. Bag of nuts, you're a Messi lover and a Neymar lover, and you're a PSG fan that is facing Suki, Man City fan midweek. We'll come to that, but there are reports in the media about Neymar and Mbappe. I don't know if you've seen the image where Mbappe, Draxler scored, and Mbappe was caught on camera telling someone on the bench that Neymar doesn't pass to him in those situations. So, have you seen that? Have you seen that incident, Bag of Nuts?
I don't think that is real. Yeah. Even if you just images, I don't see anything to that. I saw it and I'm like, how do you know what Mbappe is saying?
It's just people forgot it now.
I just think someone is somewhere trying to push these people against each other. I don't think Mbappe said any of that.
You don't think so?
I really don't think so because they don't. Why would Mbappe be on the bench saying Neymar does not pass him in that position when they just scored? There's really no need for that.
But we've seen. Me, I believe the story, and this is why I believe it, because Mbappe is showing a track record of being that type of person. We saw what he did to Giroud in France before the Euros, and even during the Euros, you get. And then we know that he wanted to leave the club. He came out, or their camp came out to say that he wanted to go to Real Madrid. And a lot of us feel like it's because he wants to be the main man in his team. You get, so I can't put it, I'm not saying it's completely 100%, but I'm saying that for that type of rumor to be starting, and I've seen a trusted journalist on Twitter saying that, I don't think is wrong. Suki, what do you think about that?
Well, I just, Mbappe has issues, obviously. Yeah, there's too much or too many news out there for you to know, okay, this guy has his own arrogance to an extent. I just all of this is not passing to Neymar, Messi is not passing to him, Messi. I don't think all these things are real. I really don't think there's more to it than media propaganda.
Okay, so media propaganda. But okay, so let's go forward. You guys face each other in Man City in the Champions League. PSG drew against Club Brugge. Man City trashed. I don't know who the Man City trashed. Okay, help me.
Leipzig 6-3.
Leipzig. Ah, that team. That group is strong. But who wins that game? How are you feeling ahead of that game?
City against PSG.
Yeah.
At this point, as we deal like this, I'm confident in my team till the end. We have Grealish, Foden, and KDB. There's nobody. And Diaz, oh my, they are canceled. Oh my God.
Me, I'm really interested to see in that game. I want to see how it's going to sound. You put
Bring Hakimi. Bring Hakimi. Bring Neymar. Bring all of them. We show you people levels.
Okay, what about you, Abdul? How do you feel about that game?
Well, it's going to be hard. But the problem is not that Man City are too good. The problem is that PSG this season they haven't found themselves. They've been, even in the league, they've been scraping results, scraping wins against Lyon. I think that was Icardi. Then against Mets as well, Hakimi. So the team just doesn't look it. They don't look as good as they were.
They're not looking convincing at all.
So the game on Tuesday is going to be interesting. But I don't think PSG loses to City. I feel a draw is like the best outcome.
Are you expecting to see Messi play? Because he has been out for years now with injury, a knock on his knee. Are you expecting to see him?
Nah, I don't think he'll play.
No Messi. what are we talking about?
Oh my God.
Last season, you
were literally helped by God. You were literally helped by God. KDB fluke, and then the free kick. I don't even understand what happened that first leg, but
Mahrez.
God,
roll my eyes. Thank
you.
I hope you begin
confident after Tuesday.
Bring it on. See, Agnes.
All right.
I am Diaz. Oh my God.
That's a game will be me. I want to see it because I feel like if both of them play to their abilities, so if they play as well as we think that they can play, I think it's going to be a very interesting game of football. I think that if you are even as a neutral, you can't watch that game. It's the quality and the talent on display will just be ridiculous. Neymar, Mbappe, Messi, KDB, Grealish.
Continue. KDB, Grealish, Foden. Bernardo, Cancelo. Hey, yes.
Foden and Bernardo, you know.
Well, before we go to extra time, let's pay our dues. Okay. So yeah, guys, you're a football fan, you're a Barca fan, you're a Real Madrid fan, you're an Arsenal fan, you're a Chelsea fan, you're an Arsenal fan. You should have a match to identify with your clubs, and I know just the perfect place where you can get that is their Twitter handle is @RebsApparel on Twitter, @Rebs_Apparel on Instagram. You guys should check them out. They have the most wonderful designs, and I'm going to drop some of their designs on my Twitter page so you can check them out there. And they are very affordable too. That's even the best part of this whole deal is beautiful designs at very affordable price, and they deliver anywhere in the world. So it's not a case of you must be in Nigeria anyway. They deliver to anywhere in the world, and you can check them out and, you know, hit them up. Find designs. I'll drop their description. Their handle will be on the podcast description, and you can check my Twitter page. On my pinned tweet, you will see some of their designs. Very fine designs, so you can copy us too. So yeah, so let's go back. Okay, so in extra time now, guys. We're shooting on Sunday, and of course on Sundays Big Brother is happening. We saw the elimination. Nini left, Saga left, Queen left. Pere left and then Angel left, but apparently they have put them in the White House in court where they have to play a game of chance. Abdul, how do you feel about that?
It makes zero sense. It makes zero sense because if the poll results were close, you could see where Biggie is coming from. That okay, he's just trying to be fair and give, you know. But then the poll results, the gap between Perry and Angel was very, 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 very obvious. So I don't see why Angel is being given a second chance to join the top five when clearly she should have left with Nini and Saga. It just doesn't make any sense. I think it's just Biggie's way of creating buzz around the show, because the show really hasn't been like all that, like previous ones.
He hasn't lived up to the hype of previous years, true.
At all.
What about you? What about you, Suki? Suki, you didn't watch him? You didn't watch Big Brother?
No, I actually don't even follow it on Twitter. I don't watch it.
Okay, we're going to leave there. But Abdul, make a bold prediction for who wins. Who do you think is winning next Sunday?
Who do I think is winning?
Yeah.
I think Liquor Rose.
You think Liquor
Rose? That's the dancer, yeah.
You see?
That's not who I want to win.
Okay, so who do you want to win?
Oh, I want Cross to win.
You want Cross?
I want Cross to win. Yeah. He's fresh.
Okay. I think he will be a worthy winner, Sha. It will be a worthy. Me too. I think if it was up to me, I would give it to him, because most of the premium content I've seen, even though I didn't follow it so well, this it has come from him. And it won't be bad to get a boy to win. I think Lekon won last time, so another boy winning won't be bad. So to be honest,
next week is the finale.
Is
next week the end?
Yeah, next week.
Oh, that was very short.
I don't watch it.
No, I picked Liko. I picked Liko as my before she entered the house, she already has an existing fan base. So it wasn't really fair competition to the other housemates for someone like that. So she went in like, yeah, Tasha.
I don't think it wasn't fair. I think it's not her fault other people did not build their social media and following before they went.
It's not about social media and following. Liko is like was already a recognized person,
influencer on IG, but people like,
yeah,
that.
she was an influencer, she was a dancer, and a lot of people really knew her. It's like putting Papaya in the house, and then obviously Haba.
Follow Big Brother. What do you think about long distance relationships, Suki? Genuine thoughts about long distance relationships.
PTSD. Anyways, they don't work on you. They never do. You just have to.
You see what?
You can enjoy the like and all of the feelings, but really, you just
fuck you. Fuck you, please, bastard.
Abdul, what about you? Sincerely, what do you think about long distance relationships?
I am in a very loving, successful, thriving, flourishing, long distance relationship with Zendaya. So, I give long distance relationships a thumbs up. Thank you very much.
All right, so that'll be cute. But I'm having an episode coming out on Friday where I'm going to talk about long distance relationship, the pros, the cons, and every other thing. Because I'm in one, and I know that it's not easy. Suki, I don't believe what you are saying that it doesn't work, because it's working for me.
enjoy it. Just have fun. Enjoy it.
Again, all right, guys.
Bag. Fuck you.
It's always a pleasure talking with you guys. Where can we find you on social media, please?
Slimsuki _ Bright Banana.
Where? Which social media? You just the call handle.
Sorry, Twitter. I know every other thing is dead.
What about you, Abdul?
You can find me on Twitter at bagofnuts_. Thank you.
All right, you guys should follow them. They are the guys that are going to make football interesting for you, regardless of the club you support. You know, they give very, very, they make football Twitter a very interesting place. So you guys should follow us. And thank you guys for coming. God bless you.
Peace.
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure. Right.
So yeah, guys, that will be all for the podcast for this football episode this week. On Friday, I'll be doing a very interesting with a very, very, very special guest on the podcast on Friday, and we'll be doing the talk on long distance relationship. I think that will be a lot of fun. You guys shouldn't miss that. So please, guys, again, I have to say this: please share the podcast. That's the only way you can reward me for all of this, the time and the energy to put all of this together. It's not easy. It's very difficult. You know, there are a lot of issues, but I don't want to go into all of that. So please just help me share the podcast with one new person. And thanks to everybody that's been sharing. I appreciate it. We're still the number one football podcast in Nigeria. And I checked, I saw we're number 10 in Ghana too. So that's good, but we want more. So keep sharing. And you guys should listen to the general episode. I know you guys, a lot of people come here for just the football content, but the general episodes are better in my opinion, because they are timeless and they are relevant for a very long time. It's always going to be relevant, so find time and listen to you. There's a lot to learn from there. And of course, guys, we're still open for sponsorship and we're still open for support. If you want to support the podcast in any way, you can reach out to me. I'll be providing a link for that very soon, so people can do that anonymously. If you want to advertise on the podcast, it's the best form of advertisement, the podcast. You hit me up and we can work something out. And please, when you see me coming on social media with the email link, please sign up your email, please. It will help me and I think that it will help you too. So thank you guys, and I'll see you guys on Friday again and Monday of next week. Friday and Monday. So thank you guys, and I hope everybody has a beautiful week. God bless you.